name's Colin Murphy, Product Marketing Manager in Microsoft. I'm joined today with Raj. Raj, wouldn't you introduce yourself for me?
Sure. My name is Raj Pochiraju. I'm the Principal Engineering Architect in the Azure Data Engineering. My primary focus is to enable seamless migration experience to Azure databases using the tools and services that our team build.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what's important about all these tools and services?
Yeah, like I said, these tools and services will really help customers to have a seamless and lift and shift migration experience to Azure. So before I really go to introduce those tools and services, let me step back a little bit and talk about why these tools and services are that important and what are the specific trends that we are seeing in the cloud migrations, right? As you see in the slide, by 2020, it is estimated that 90% of the organizations will use either IaaS, the infrastructure as a service or platform as a service, and 83% of the enterprise workloads will be in cloud by 2020. So this really brings a lot of demand for the cloud migrations, and we want to make sure that we provide the necessary tools and services that help customers to take this migration journey.
Okay, and is this specifically aimed at like database migrations, or is this just all up migrating to the cloud?
Yes, so my team are the tools and services that our team build is primarily focuses on the database migrations.
Okay,
but we also have a end-to-end migration story that enables the migrations across the servers, databases, and applications. And then before we go to the migration strategies and as well as the various migration phases, let me talk a little bit about what are the factors that are really driving these cloud migrations. I'm not going to specifically talk about all of them, but at least I want to mention a couple of them here that we are really seeing a lot. One of them is data center contract expiration. A lot of these customers are running out of their data center leases, and this is the time that they really want to migrate to the cloud so that they can really do the cost savings and all that. And then also they can bring a lot of efficiencies into their applications by using the native cloud advancements.
Okay. Otherwise, they've got to commit to like another 2-year lease of their data center again or something.
That's correct.
Okay, a big spend.
Yeah. The other driving factor is we are seeing the end of support for the software, especially for SQL Server 2008 R2 and Windows 2000 and Windows 2008 and Windows 2008 R2. This combination is running out of support pretty soon. Mm-hmm. So customers really want to think about modernizing their applications, migrating them to the cloud, so that they don't have to deal with any of these end of support stories anymore.
Okay. What are some of the ways they can move, they can mitigate that?
Sure. So basically, the ways that, I don't have the slide for that, but the ways that they can mitigate the end of support is, first thing is they can migrate to the cloud, mm-hmm. Which is kind of a modernizing to the cloud, so that they become comply with the Microsoft support services and all that stuff. Or they can stay on-premises, but they can also upgrade to the latest versions. Mm-hmm. Or they can do a lift and shift migration as it is to the Azure, specifically to the Azure VMs, and then they can get a 3 years of extended warranty for free.
Okay.
Or in the worst case scenario, if you still want to stay on-prem and do not want to upgrade, then you might end up with buying the extended warranty. Okay. So those are the various options that the customers have today.
Okay, so they've got plenty of options.
Yep. And we are more than happy to work with customers to enable the specific option that really works for them.
Okay.
Right. So in terms of modernizing to the cloud, the various strategies that we are seeing customers adapting, there are four different strategies that we see widely adapted. And the very first one is the rehost, essentially means lift and shifting your environment as it is to the cloud. Typically, if you're looking at the applications, you can migrate your applications as it is to the virtual machines running on the Azure. At the same time, when it comes to the databases, specifically for SQL Server, you can migrate to Azure SQL Database Managed Instance, which is a platform as a service and mainly used for providing close to 100% compatibility with your on-premises instance model, and also provide you a lift and shift migration experience to you, so that you don't have to make changes to your existing environment and existing applications But you can still migrate to PaaS and then get all the benefits of the PaaS. The other strategy that we are doing, we are seeing the refactor, where that is the first time that you are trying to modernize your applications, the very first step in modernizing your applications, where you are trying to containerize your applications and migrating your databases to platform as a service. We expect little code changes for that kind of a factor. We don't really expect any significant application changes. Re-architect is another strategy customers are adapting, where they're going to be modularizing their applications to small modules for better scalability and better high availability when they migrate to the cloud.
Okay. So and that you can use it like microservices. Correct. And things like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That might require significant code changes into your existing applications.
Okay.
And then the final one is the rebuild, where completely rebuilding the entire applications from the scratch by leveraging all the native cloud services.
Okay.
Which requires a significant effort, actually.
File a new project, basically.
Yeah. Correct, exactly. Okay. And what we are seeing, that most of the customers are adapting rehost and refactor, majority of the customers, that they're using these strategies to migrate to the cloud.
Okay. And you earlier on, you mentioned like the rehosting, you mentioned managed instance.
Right.
So how would a customer figure out whether they need to go to that one or
yep.
the single version of yep. Azure SQL Database?
Sounds good. Makes sense. My next slide really helps you along those lines.
Okay.
So as you see the migration, as we understand the migration strategies, the next step is what it really takes to migrate, whether you adopt a lift and shift migration or whether you adopt a refactor, you know, how that journey is going to look like. And that will address, you know, what specific tools that will help them to find out whether SQL DB or SQL managed instance, which platform that is good fit for the customer and all that stuff, right? So if you look at the various phases in the migration journey, you see assessment phase is the first phase, where you will go and then discover all your environment, find out all the application dependencies, which of these databases needs to be migrated together, what would be the platform is good fit for me, for my workload, that I can be able to migrate with less effort, and also what would be the size of my target when I migrate to, and what are the migration blockers that I need to address, what specific things that I need to fix after the migration is done. All that analysis happens during the assessment phase.
Okay.
And then once, essentially, it gives you all the planning that is required for making a successful migration journey.
Okay. And then we've got like tools and
yes.
documentation and everything to help people out with that assessment
exactly.
phase.
Okay. Yep. And then the next stage is the migrate phase, where you would decide, based on the inputs that you get from the assessment, the recommendations you get from the assessment, you would want to decide your workloads are good fit for lift and shift, or whether it is good fit for refactor, those kind of strategies that you would decide.
Mm-hmm.
And you also find out the specific tools that you going to use to do the migrations and assessments. And then you essentially migrate your schema, migrate your databases, and then also migrate any other artifacts that your applications are dependent on. And the third stage is kind of an optimize. Once you get to cloud, the journey actually starts right there, in my opinion, because that's where you're going to start leveraging all the native cloud services to see if you can further optimize your TCO, or maybe you can bring much more efficiencies to your customer experiences, get more business insights so that you can really use for the compete advantage. All those innovations happens once you migrate to the cloud.
Gotcha.
So that's
yeah, so they can take advantage of things
correct.
Like the auto tuning
yeah.
or performance tuning, where it gives you recommendations
correct.
To optimize
correct. And then they get much more richer business insights with all the native cloud analytical services
mm-hmm.
so that they can use for the compete advantage and all the stuff.
Oh, great. That's a great
yeah.
way to modernize.
Yep. And then the last stage is the secure and manage. That's where security is something that you don't want to just look at the end of the migration journey, something that you would want to look at the whole migration lifecycle. But the security that I'm talking particularly here about, there are rich services out there in Azure, really help to secure your existing environment. So you might want to start leveraging those services. The same thing with the manage, like we have rich capabilities to monitor your applications and monitor your infrastructure, monitor your PaaS services. So you would want to leverage those things as well, right?
Okay.
Now, given that I have these different phases, now let me introduce you the specific tools and services that we built that help you to take this journey. On the left side, we have all the sources, and on the right side, we have all the targets that we support. If you look at on the left side, we support migrating from SQL Server 2005 all the way up to 2017, that you can migrate to SQL DB, SQL Managed Instance, or SQL VM. Same thing with heterogeneous sources like Oracle, Sybase, DB2, that you can migrate to cloud. We have support for migrations from open source databases like MySQL and Postgres that you can migrate to the platform as a service aspects of the Azure, PostgreSQL and MySQL. And NoSQL space, you can migrate from Cassandra and then MongoDB to Cosmos DB. We not only that we support migrating from on-prem, we also support migrating from AWS and Google Cloud as well, right?
Wow.
The specific tools that you can use for the assessment, now let's map these tools with the migration journey that we talked about.
Okay.
For the assessments, you can use Azure Migrate Service that you can use to discover, find out all the app dependencies, and then find out the TCO and all the stuff that you can use Azure Migrate Service. DMA, Data Migration Assistant tool that really helps you to assess your on-premises databases.
Okay.
To really find out what it really takes to migrate them to the cloud. So,
and this is a free tool.
This is a free tool, publicly downloadable, and it is an on-premises tool.
Okay, great.
Right? And then you can also find out the specific target that you want to migrate. You ask that question, right? Whether I do migrate to MI, whether do I migrate to SQL DB, VM. This tool really helps you to find out what is a target which could fit for you.
Oh, that's great. So just download a free tool, install it on-prem, and just point to my source, and voila.
Yep, sounds good. And then we also have the SSMA, SQL Server Migration Assistant tool that really helps customers to assess their other sources of databases like Oracle, Sybase, DB2.
Mm-hmm.
It also assesses, but also help you to do the schema conversions, which is critical stage in migrating from heterogeneous sources to Azure.
Okay.
And then we also have a tool called DEA, Database Experimentation Assistant tool, that really helps you to validate your target workload ahead of your migration so that you can really understand how your target is going to respond to your business applications, right? So that you have a confidence.
It's really important, I don't want to move to the cloud and find out.
Without knowing anything, right?
Yeah.
And then there is Azure Database Migration Service, a service which is fully managed service on the Azure, which really gives you a seamless migration experience to Azure databases with minimal downtime, with zero downtime migration experience. It also provides a resilient migration experience for all the intermittent failures that you might encounter. And also, more importantly, it has a rich orchestration capabilities that you can really group together all those databases into a single project and then do the migrations.
Wow, so I can move my application, the database with it.
In a single migration project as a group.
As a group. Yeah. Wow, that's really cool.
And remember that everything that I just shared, you can also use REST APIs that we provide so that you can completely automate these migrations to scale across your data center as well.
Okay, so if I've got like hundreds of databases, I can just use these tools and services to script and automate moving all of them.
Yep.
Perfect.
So I have plenty of the documentation here. So there are some links that I provided that you can understand.
Okay.
Probably in my next video, I can give some kind of a cool demos how you can use my tools to do these migrations.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Raj, and I hope that was useful for everyone, and we will see you next time. Thank you.
Thank you.